It's time for Rhema for Today.
Now, of course, you understand that he's talking first about Mount Sinai. You understand that? Now then, notice what it says. But ye, talking to these Hebrew Christians, and we too, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Notice, among other things, that he's saying that Mount Zion is the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Secret to My Success, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
They need to be being filled with the Spirit. So, full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be full of faith. That's what it means to be full of power. Now then, notice what else he said. Using, now see, first, after that you're full of faith and full of power, then using. See, some people try to use some of these things without being full of faith and power, and they're not effective. But full of faith and power, using the divine given instruments. Notice how the Holy Ghost said that. Isn't that strange language? Using the divine given instruments. Well, divine given means God given. But instruments. Well, what's an instrument? Well, there's a musical instrument. It's an instrument that you make music on. What's an instrument to a carpenter? Well, it would be a hammer or a saw or some other carpenter tool. What's an instrument to an automobile mechanic? Well, it would be his wrenches and so on and so forth. See what I mean? He uses them to get the job done. What's he saying here? Here are two God-given instruments that you're to use. Well, now what if you had took your car to the mechanic, been your mechanic for years, so you took it by and said, "Say, I'm going to leave it here today while I go on to work here. You know, it hasn't been, you know, it just don't start. After a while it will, but it's just so slow, you know." He said, "All right, I'll time it up, you know, so on and so forth." You go back to get it, and it's still sitting right where you parked it, outside the garage. You go and say, "Hey, is it ready?" "No, no, it's not ready yet." "Well, why? Why isn't it ready?" "Well, I've been praying all day that God would fix it." No, he picks up his instruments. He raises the hood. He picks up the right wrench or the right whatever he needs and get busy on it. Using the divine given instruments are something that you use. And that's what he said. You would be the understood subject of the sentence, you know, here. You using the divine given instruments. You do it. Now, what are these two divine given instruments now that you're full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost now that you're to use? Using the divine given instruments of travail and compassion will make you irresistible. How many of you want to be irresistible? In the right way. Amen. All right. Notice something that Paul said about travail. Notice in the book of Galatians, Paul says in the 4th chapter, the 19th verse, "My little children, Now, he's writing this letter to be read throughout the churches in Galatia, not just one church in one city, but the churches throughout Galatia. They were his little children. He had established every one of them. He didn't preach the gospel or build on some other man's foundation. He preached the gospel where the gospel had not been preached. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again. I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Now he says that he has travailed for them in birth. He's using the term of a woman travailing in birth to give birth to a child. Spiritually speaking, I travailed in birth, and so I'm going to travail in birth again for you until Christ be formed in you. Well, now just what does that mean? Here's other scripture. Turn back to the book of Isaiah. Let's read further. Gets a little further light. Isaiah, the 66th chapter, the 8th verse. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God? She's using the natural birth to explain the spiritual something. Now, very often, Scripture in the Old Testament had a twofold meaning. It referred actually to Israel, and this does too, and about the rebirth of Israel, and Israel has been reborn. But then very often there's a further meaning that the Spirit of God gives us, which is a spiritual meaning. Now turn over to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Paul, writing to the Hebrew Christians, beginning to read with the 18th verse, said, "For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." Now, of course, you understand that he's talking first about Mount Sinai. You understand that? Now then, notice what it says. "But ye," talking to these Hebrew Christians, and we too, "but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn." Notice, among other things, that he's saying that Mount Zion is the general assembly and church of the firstborn. So when he, in the Old Testament here, when Isaiah was prophesying, he's prophesying about Israel to begin with, but he went off in the spirit, you know, and Paul said that those prophets desired to look into those things. He didn't even know what he was prophesying about. And said, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. And Paul said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, till Christ be formed in you. Now, the Lord said to me recently, and when I say recent, I don't mean the last few days. I'm talking about the last few months and weeks, and the last 2 years particularly, but indeed it would be along a certain line, about the charismatic move. See, he said they know a lot about praise, not all they need to know, but they don't know much about prayer. And they don't know really too much about the move of the Spirit. Now, I sent you to teach my people faith. Now, I want you to go teach them on the Holy Ghost. For if I do not come, there's something about prayer and about the move of the Spirit of God that will be lost to this generation. If it's lost to this generation, it'll be lost from every generation afterwards. Unless somebody gets busy and receive revelation from God. Are you understanding? And here's something that we know little or nothing about today is real travail in prayer. We use the word intercession so lightly. Of course, that has something to do with it. I would actually say, and I've never said it before, just came up out of my spirit then, that really travail is one side of intercession. Really, what came up out of my spirit, that travail is the deeper side of intercession. We know a little something about the shallow side of intercession. We pray with our understandings and with tongues a little bit. But we know nothing about really getting into the Spirit and really travailing and groaning until you actually hurt on the inside like your stomach's about to burst wide open. Are you listening to me?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book, entitled Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well. But right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
You can use pastoral ministry,
biblical
studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, mission, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps.
Yes.
Which is just helping in the church, being
a part
and involved in the church. And then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
That's right.
But the main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out. You might find out this is where you need to be. Well, we got to get out of here for today, and we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Secret to My Success. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.